guys, welcome to the Chica Travel Podcast. My name is Lelo B and this is the first episode of 2021. So thank you so much for tuning in. For this episode, I invited Talani Khoza to come onto the show to share a bit about what it's like to travel out of the country during the pandemic. So this is information for those of you who are thinking of traveling and leaving South Africa to go to explore outside. So Talani traveled to Zanzibar with her hubby over the festive season. And I guess because I have not left, South Africa since this whole thing started, I thought it would be interesting to hear how does one prepare? What do you need to know? Where do you go for information, for testing and so on? So check out this conversation with Talani and please do let me know, guys, if there's anything else that you would like me to cover in upcoming episodes. You can just let me know on social media at Miss Lelo B or at Chica Travel Podcast. So enjoy this chat with Talani. Talani, welcome to the Chica Travel Podcast.
Hi, Lelo. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes, you do need to come back again. I know today we're only talking about, a short conversation just about, what people need to know when they're traveling outside. You also had like plans that you had to cancel in 2020 because of the
pandemic. My God. Yeah. Oh, it was so painful.
Yeah.
It was so hard.
Oh. When you decided you were going to go away, why did you decide on Zanzibar?
First, because it's close. Okay. And I wasn't comfortable leaving the continent. Well, obviously, most countries had banned us. Yeah. So I looked at my options really, and Zanzibar seemed to be the one that actually stands out because they were open and they didn't have too many, requirements. Like a lot of countries now are saying you can come in, but you'll need to quarantine for like 2 weeks. I mean, who can do that when you're going on holiday for a week? it really isn't. So the rules just made the decision for me.
Yeah. And have you been to Zanzibar before?
Yeah. 2014, I think. It's about 6 years ago. So it wasn't my first time. I had always wanted to go there for New Year's anyway, because the first time I went, we went for Valentine's Day. In 2014.
Yeah. I actually think when you come back to the podcast, you need to come and talk about vacations because you always travel with your husband, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so you can come and tell us all about, planning a vacation, because obviously you guys are, yes, you're a couple, but it could be that, you maybe have different interests and different bucket lists. So how do you...
Yeah.
And so
basically
on.
Combine them into okay, cool.
So you had you traveled locally before you left the country, as in now during the pandemic?
Yes, but by road with friends. We rented a minibus and then we traveled by road to Mpumalanga. We rented a house. Yeah, no, not Maputo. It was near Maputo, actually, where we went. It was way, way far. Oh, God, we drove forever.
Yeah, it's right over the border, literally.
Yes, yeah, we went to a place that was so far. But it was really nice. It was lovely to be away from home. And it was basically a group of five couples. We rented a house, 5-bedroom, 5-bathroom house, so we could, we had so much fun. We cooked, we fried, we drank. It was so much fun.
Awesome. Okay, so now back to Zanzibar. So when you decided, we're going to go to Zanzibar, what was your process to research? What are their travel requirements? And there's testing involved, everything that you needed to do before you got there. How did you go about, doing that?
Obviously, Google. So I went on to, that's like the biggest traveling tool, really. I went on to the Tanzanian tourism ministry type website. Yeah. And then they had a whole lot of info there. So I read a lot. I read up a lot. I read up on their COVID cases. I read up on, you know, what their peak looked like and all of that. That was just basically to, you know, put myself at ease, because obviously I was kind of, we're all scared of this virus. We, none of us wants to get it. You know, we want to avoid it as much as possible. So I had to do so much research. I Googled a lot. And when I booked this trip, I actually used a travel agent that I had used on previous trips a long time ago. So that was basically to make sure that even if I missed something, they would alert me. Okay. You know, so that helped. That helped, because when I booked this trip, you know, I was so hopeful when I actually booked it, because I booked it in September. Yeah. Okay, if you remember, in September our borders were not open yet. That's how hopeful I was, you know.
So in September, when they opened interprovincial travel, before they opened the borders, when you were like, okay, I'm booking Zanzibar already.
Yes, yeah. Because I figured when they do open the borders and people realize that, oh, okay, we can go to Zanzibar, we can go here, then these hotels and airlines might actually hike the prices, which I think they did, you know, towards the end of November. So it might work out a little bit cheaper for me to take this risk and book it early. And obviously the most important thing I had to do was get comprehensive travel insurance, okay, just to cover myself, to make sure that if things go bad and borders need to be closed later on, then I can get my money back.
Okay, so on that tip, insurance, travel insurance, do they cover if you get COVID while you are there? Or is it just all the other stuff minus COVID?
Yeah, I think companies now have different options. So I basically went for the top option, one that will cover me if I need to quarantine, if we need to go into hospital, you know, if our trip is cancelled because borders are closed, I will get my money back. So I basically invested in the top option that will basically cover me. Any scenario.
That actually makes so much
sense. So I think that's very important. I think for anybody who's looking to travel for the foreseeable future, I think that's one of the most important things to look into, because things change so quickly in this pandemic. You know, you'll think whether things are fine and then all of a sudden numbers go up, countries change their rules. You don't want to lose your money or get stuck in a country and you have to pay for your own quarantine. You have to, you know, medical bills and all of that. You don't want nasty surprises like that. So I think travel insurance is going to be basically probably one of the most important things to look into when you travel from now on, if that's not something that you are doing already.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. So the testing, did you have to go to Lancet to test before you went to Zanzibar? And do they put that thing they put in your nose? Thank goodness I haven't had to test for hours.
Yeah, it's not the most pleasant thing. No, but luckily, I think early November, Zanzibar actually changed the rules, saying that we no longer needed to present a negative test when we enter the island. So we didn't need to test. So nobody in Zanzibar needed to test in order to enter. But it's so risky, right? But you know what? I was so shocked when we were there talking to the locals. They're not worried about COVID. It's like it's a foreign thing to them.
I guess even they are, if they're not even saying people should test when they go in there. And is it because of this whole, you know, dependency on tourism that they just, everybody comes?
Yes, yeah. They depend a lot on tourism. So the fact that a lot of countries were closed around December, they weren't welcoming anybody from outside, it basically made Zanzibar one of the few places people could go to, you know, for December holidays. So there were a lot of South Africans, there were a lot of Russians, Ukrainians, Romanians, a lot of Eastern Europeans who weren't allowed anywhere else. I mean, even us South Africans, a lot of countries won't let us in. Yeah, but Zanzibar was the place to go, basically. It was packed.
Are people wearing masks or not even?
We were, no masks in sight, okay? For a while, we were the only people wearing masks.
going to Zanzibar. Because...
We were so paranoid. Look, we were so paranoid. The airport was packed, okay? So obviously it makes sense in a space full of people to keep your mask on and obviously be very conscious of where your hands go and sanitize. Obviously, that's just common sense, okay, regardless of where you are. So when we left the airport, we got into our transfer, and there was another South African family there. I think it was like a family of five or something. Yeah. We kept our masks on even in the transport, you know, even though it was sort of private transport. We kept our masks on. We kept away from people because, you know, you can't just wish it away as much as you want. You know, you want to wish it away, but you can't do that. So you have to be safe at all times. So we kept our masks on. And then when we got to the place where we were staying, luckily I had actually decided on a very small place. So it wasn't one of those big resorts because, you know, I was mindful of trying to be away from people as much as possible. So I chose a very small accommodation that doesn't have a lot of people. So as soon as we got there, the manager is actually a South African woman, and she was like, guys, you can take off your masks. There's no COVID here. We are all safe. We're basically living in a bubble in this place. So yo. Look, I felt safe.
Yeah.
I felt safe mainly because there wasn't a lot of people there.
I guess.
Okay. Yeah. I felt safe because there wasn't a lot of people there, so we could keep our distance from everyone. So, and that's what we did basically for most of our vacation. And yeah, I think when we went to Stone Town, that's the only day when we were around a lot of people, and that's when we had our masks on. Mm. We were the freaks with our masks on, basically, because nobody else had.
When everybody's just, you know, having fun.
Everybody's just, it's vibes. Just vibes, island vibes. It's hot, it's humid. Everybody's just, yeah, we are on vacation. And the locals are like, Hakuna Matata, what is COVID?
Which region of Zanzibar do you guys go to?
We're staying in Matemwe.
Oh, I haven't been to Matemwe.
It's a very quiet side. Yeah, it's very quiet. It's not packed like Nungwi and Kendwa and those sides. Yeah, we went for like, we went on New Year's Eve, but during the day. There was going to be, I don't know if you've been to one of those full moon parties at Kendwa Rocks. Uh-uh. They have like a famous party. They've been holding one every month for years now. And the party last year, it was on New Year's Eve. So it was going to be massive. We were so tempted. I'm not going to lie. We were super tempted, but sense, common sense was like, you are not going there.
Yeah.
Go back to where you are staying, chill by yourselves, ring in the new year safely. It's just the right thing to do.
At least you had the ocean.
Yes, that was the most important thing for me. I just needed that. You know, that renewal, that refreshing, you know, ocean breeze, especially after the hard year we had last year. I just needed it. That's why I absolutely had to go.
Did you guys fly direct to Zanzibar?
Yeah, we flew via Mango. So we flew out Saturday Boxing Day. Yeah. And then we came back the following Saturday.
Okay, awesome. Okay, yeah. So then no other protocols then outside of the airport, like everybody's just...
None whatsoever. Everybody is just going on as if life is normal. Everything is just vibes, you know. When you ask, I mean, we asked so many people,
yeah,
you know, why is nobody wearing a mask? I mean, you know, what's happening? Like, there's no COVID here. You know, we're going, our driver, the guy who took us to get our tests done in Zanzibar, because we needed to get the test done there in order to come back home. You know, we were talking to him and he was like, I'm going to the full moon party for New Year's Eve. It's going to be so much fun. There's going to be thousands and thousands of people there. It's going to be a vibe. So I'm like, are you not worried about COVID? He's like, no, there's no COVID in Zanzibar.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was nice.
They stayed COVID free. So
yeah,
The testing, how did you guys know where you could go to test? And are there lots of facilities for testing, given that they think they don't have COVID?
Right. That's another advantage of, you know, of using an agent, because there are forms that you need to fill in order to exit South Africa. Okay, there's a form that you need to fill in. There's a health form that you need to fill in. So I managed to download, you know, my agent emailed me all those forms, and there's a form that you need to submit in Zanzibar at the airport when you enter as well, where you fill out your details, where you're staying and all of that. I downloaded all those forms before leaving here. I filled them out the night before we were leaving. And then at the airport at OR Tambo, you submit the South African form. And then when you get to Zanzibar, you give them the Zanzibari form, the Tanzanian one.
Yes.
There are no, in terms of knowing where to test, the agency sent me an email to say, okay, this is where you're testing. This is how much the test will be. And we also paid for private transfers, which are an excellent investment. Okay, so if you're going to Zanzibar anytime soon, book a private transfer to get the COVID test, because that place is chaotic.
Oh, God.
The place where there's two places where the tests are done. There's a public place and a private place. I think the public place, the tests are $80 per person. And at the private place, the tests are $120 per person. Obviously, most people went to the public place, which is cheaper because, you know, nothing else. You know, there's no advantage of using the private place because it's just as full. But we were fetched from our hotel. And then when we got to the place, they said, okay, you need to pay first, but we only take Visa cards. So all our cards are MasterCard, so we couldn't pay by card. So we had to go to the bank. So our driver took us to the bank to go and deposit money. Like, when last did you go to the bank to do a bank deposit? We had to do that.
You couldn't withdraw. They didn't want cash. They wanted you to pay with the card.
No, yeah, you can't pay cash at the center, I'm guessing for safety reasons. So we had to go to the bank, do a deposit, and then we needed a copy of our passports as well. So we had that. And then we went back to the center to queue, pay, you know, fill out the forms, give them a copy of a passport and some info. Who are you, what you do, where you're staying, and all of that. And then luckily, the test was the through-the-mouth one. I was so nervous because the through-the-nose one looks so unpleasant. So luckily, it was through-the-mouth. It was very quick. You know, the only unpleasant thing about the whole thing was the wait and, you know, the fact that if you're not accompanied by a local, it's very easy to just wait around for nothing. But if, you know, a driver was there to basically guide us and tell us, okay, wait here. I will talk to this person to see if, you know, what's happening. And then they give you a number, basically, and then they call your number. You go in, do the test, you're done. And then in terms of the results, the driver went to pick up our results the day we were leaving. So they went to pick up the results, came to fetch us from the accommodation to the airport. And that was very painless.
How long after your test did you get the results?
I think it was 2 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got them 2 days. So we did the test 2 days before we were to leave.
No, this thing sounds like too much admin. Yo,
It is. It's a lot of admin, because even before leaving, you know, I was on the net every single day. I was on the Tanzanian website every day because the rules change so quickly. You know, things change so quickly during this pandemic. I had to basically stay on top of it to make sure that I don't get caught out. You know, that's very important. So, yeah, it is a lot of admin, but I'm so relaxed right now. So it was worth it.
You were happy with your holiday. Was it at least worth the, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely worth it. It was so worth it. I'm sunburnt right now, but it's okay. I'm happy with it.
Okay, that's amazing. Yeah. So, and your passport got... I need to actually find mine. I don't even know where my passport is.
It was so nice going through passport control, hey? Because I didn't think I would be doing that in 2020. It was lovely going through passport control. But it was so depressing as well at OR Tambo because it was so empty.
Empty.
Ooh, it was so depressing because you're not used to the airport looking like that.
Sure. So
Yeah.
now that you've gone through everything that you went through with, you know, okay, it was really not that terrible, but still, it's a lot of admin. I don't like admin when
Yeah.
I'm.
It takes the fun out of it, right?
Oh, it really does, and I really think, you know, that the fact that you had an agent is something that I also might need to consider with
Yes.
if I do plan to travel outside of the country again, because I never used to like really use travel agencies. I just, you know, plan.
Yeah.
But in these times, I think it helped.
Yeah.
Look at how they helped you with everything that you need.
Yeah. Absolutely. Just so you have somebody who is constantly, on top of things, somebody who will tell you. Because when I booked, I knew that I was going to have to test before and coming back as well. And then when they changed the rules, she sent me an email to say, oh, you don't have to test going anymore. You just need to fill out this form. So, print these forms and then you can just fill them out just before you go. And then, you're good to go.
Oh, okay.
So it really, really helped.
Okay, and then will you be traveling again? You know, given all the admin, will you be traveling again outside of the country anytime soon? And you know, they're talking about this new strain that we don't know much about.
Yeah. Not first half of the year. Usually, we always go to the Northern Hemisphere around April for my birthday. Lucky girl. So, but this year it's not going to happen because it's just unsafe. So, I would like to travel internationally again, but it will be within the continent, preferably an island again.
Yeah, I think
Because it just feels safer. It feels safer than big cities. Islands feel a lot safer than big cities. So, yeah,
you.
I would do that.
And then Dani, what tip would you give to someone who's planning to travel internationally? I think you've given us a great tip in terms of, you know, the comprehensive travel insurance. And I think using an agency, just having that other person that you can call on, is also quite key. Anything else that you can think of as advice or tip to someone who's planning to travel?
Lots and lots of research, more than usual. I mean, I consider myself an experienced traveler, but I still had to do so much research. Read up on the place I'm going to, read up on the current situation there, and try and get as much knowledge about the place as possible. Because if you, the more you know, the calmer you'll feel. The more confident you'll feel about your decision to go to a place, and read up as much as possible. And also the admin, there's a lot of admin. Do it. Do it. Don't get caught out. Because when we were coming back in Zanzibar, there were a lot of angry people at the airport fighting with Mango agents because they did not have their COVID test results. They didn't do the test.
As if it was Mango who was responsible to tell them that they.
Exactly. So they made it Mango's problem, basically, to say, why can't we board our flight? You need to go home. Yeah, but you need a test. You need a negative test to come back. Or even if, you tested positive, there are protocols in place. You can still come home, but obviously, it's a little bit different. You can't just, get on the plane with the rest of us. I think they reserved a few seats at the back for anybody who would have tested positive. But, in terms of the airline itself, they did quite a lot, in terms of making us feel safer. Constantly on the plane, we were reminded, keep your mask on to cover your nose and mouth, because you know how people are with these masks. Somebody will be, covering their mouth and chin with the mask. So, constantly reminding us that. And then when we were boarding, also boarding, groups at a time so that we maintain social distancing. So follow the rules, arm yourself with as much info as possible. Do what you need to do. If you want to travel, that's the reality at the moment. So
Yeah,
just do what needs to be done. Read
what it
as
is.
much as possible.
Sure. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. I think you put me off travel. You put me off traveling internationally. I don't know. Let's see how long this feeling lasts. Because I've been feeling like, I need to go, you know, go somewhere in the country.
Yeah.
But now I'm not so sure. This Zanzibar thing is very scary.
It is. It is. Look, I was taken aback. Like every single corner we took there, especially in Stone Town. You know how chaotic Stone Town is. It's just business as usual. You know, I was shocked. I was so shocked. But yeah, it's for them, it is what it is. But you know what I'm curious about now? Yeah. I'd like to find out how their cases are now post December holidays. I'm really curious about that. I'm really curious as to, you know, if there's any, if they're seeing any cases now, because locals aren't testing. Nobody is testing locals. If you want to test, it's because you're traveling out of Zanzibar.
Yeah.
But otherwise, everybody else is just vibes.
Yeah, honestly, fingers crossed that, you know, things won't change for them, because it would be, you know, it would be devastating.
Exactly, because I doubt the money would be worth it.
Yeah, can you imagine how quickly it would spread also, given that
you're
wearing masks?
Yeah, and it's a small space.
It is very small. Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, we hope nothing bad happens and they
are... Me too, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for this conversation. I think
it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Helped us with what we need to know, and I guess what you also said about going to that country's embassy to just read up on their website to see what are they saying in terms of requirements. That's also key.
To go to
any place. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very important. It makes all the difference. You don't want to be caught out.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much, Tlalani. We will see you again when you come back to talk about the vacation and all the...
Fantastic! Yay! Thank you so much for having me.
Huh? And all the European places you've been to.
Oh, I miss it so much.
We will see them.
Yo, hi. Yeah, Rutlababona next year. I thought maybe Rutlababona this year, but it's not going to happen. Rutlababona next year. Maybe in the middle of next year.
Yeah, unless they all get vaccine, then, you know, we might.
We might just be able to sneak in.
Exactly. Okay, thank you so much. Have a good rest of your day. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Lelo. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. We will catch up again next week. But in the meantime, if you listen on Apple, please leave a review and comment. It helps other people find the podcast as well if you do that. So I appreciate that very much. And also, you can find us on social media at Chica Travel Pod, #ChicaTravelPod. Until next week, goodbye.